talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open. 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, I strongly encourage everybody to download Devil Radio app from Apple, Google, our website. Take Devil Radio with you 24/7 anywhere you go. Listen to your favorite shows. A lot to talk about today. We're going to try to get through all of it. A lot of history was made yesterday, last night, and now. Some good, some bad. Not talking about the Bucks game. Sad thing. They should have won. Strong Bucks fan. They're going to win. They got six games to go. Okay, first of all, could our assembly disgrace itself anymore? And by that, I mean the Republican, illegitimate, gerrymandered majority caucus. And the answer is yes. Day by day, they can disgrace themselves some more. Here are some of the things they did. They sent to the governor a voter suppression bill here in Wisconsin. This isn't Texas. This isn't Georgia. It's not Florida. It's not Iowa. This is Wisconsin. And it does a lot of things that makes it difficult for people to vote. Believe it or not, especially elderly and disabled people, because I think somehow they think that elderly and disabled people aren't going to vote Republican. The stupid thing about what they're doing is there was a tradition of progressive Republican in the past in the state going back to fighting Bob La Follette. And then they got fed up with the drift of the Republican Party themselves, and they merged with the Democrats in that historic convention in Green Bay in 1949. The Republicans, led by, believe it or not, led by Gaylord Nelson, Republican, but progressive. And on the other hand, you had Bill Proxmire and Pat Lucey, always Democrats. And everybody became a Democrat, including Gaylord Nelson. And they went on and they forged one of the greatest political generations in the history of the state, perhaps the greatest other than fighting Bob La Follette. Well, this Republican Party would be unrecognizable to fighting Bob. Now they say that elderly and disabled people need an ID. It's not enough that they're already on the rolls. It's not enough that the administrator of their nursing home or whatever, you know, brings them the ballot. They don't want them to do that either. They want them to get an ID. And the only really solid ID in the minds of the Republicans, a driver's license. Well, many elderly people and disabled people don't have driver's licenses. They don't need driver's licenses. So what can they do? They can go down to the DMV headquarters or another state office and apply for a state ID that they would use for what? Buying liquor? Are you kidding me? A 90-year-old needs one to buy liquor? Look, it's so that they can vote. How do they get down there? Who drives them? Who waits for them when it's a long line? Who waits for them when the clerk at the line is out to lunch? Who waits for them when there's nobody at that window and they say, well, they'll be back this afternoon? They're not going to do it. They're not going to go down there because it's hard enough to get people to vote anyway. The two states with the largest turnouts are Wisconsin and Minnesota. Every year, every presidential election, even then, you're lucky if 65 or 70% of people vote even in a presidential election. That's 30 to 35% aren't going to vote at all anyway. And you tell them, all right, get your walker, wait for the van, brings you up in the van, lowers you, out you go. You stand there. You go into this place to get an ID only so you can vote. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But that's what's going to the governor's desk. Another thing is that frequently a husband and wife will witness each other's signatures on a mail-in ballot. You get a mail-in ballot, you fill it out, with your name, and then your wife witnesses it, and then she, on her ballot, you witness hers. And what frequently happens is, especially with the elderly, what'll happen is the wife will verify the ballot, will witness it, but won't put the same address on again. You know, let's say the address is 501 South Hawley Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Well, he's already gotten it there. She has the same last name. So she signs it as the wife and doesn't put that address in yet again with the zip code. Right now, what clerks do, and especially in smaller towns, is they'll just fill it in themselves, because under the law, if that line is blank, you can't use that ballot. That ballot doesn't count. They're saying that they can't assist people that way. Why? I mean, why? They've had several recounts, especially the last one was only Milwaukee and Dane County. They did to try to bust into the Democratic vote, and it turned out that Joe Biden on the recount actually got a couple hundred more votes than they gave him credit for. That's what they got out of it. All they're doing here is signaling, you know, do you really want to vote? I mean, really, do you really have to vote? And especially in populations that they think are not their demographic. And that's what's happening. And there are a lot of other things in this bill. So the statement from a woman named Beth Sweden, S-W-E-D-E-E-N, two E's in Sweden, Sweden. She's the executive director of the Wisconsin Board for People with Developmental Disabilities. And she said, this legislation put through by Voss will, quote, make it harder for people who already have significant disabilities in to vote and having their votes cast, in being heard and having their votes cast. That's Beth Sweden of the Wisconsin Board for People with Developmental Disabilities, a nonprofit. Nonprofit, I mean, heck, what it is it's a board that's doing wonderful work for people with developmental disabilities. And she says, this bill will make it harder for people who already have significant disabilities in being heard and having their votes cast. So what, says Voss? So what? Kick them. Well, no, they're not kicking them. Evers will veto it, of course. It's a cruel bill. But they show their Trump chops. They show their QAnon chops. They show the big lie chops. This is a big lie response, an absolute big lie response. By the way, I got to throw this in. This is totally off topic, but this just blew me away. You know this Matt Gaetz in Florida? He's a bad guy under investigation for trafficking. And he's still in there shooting his mouth off. He went down to Arizona with Marjorie Taylor Greene, the QAnon congresswoman, to cheer on Cyber Ninja in that recount down there, which is somewhat the mindset that's being channeled by Voss and the Republicans up here. Matt Gaetz yesterday tweeted out, defund the FBI. I'm not kidding. Defund the FBI, playing off on the defund the police, which people on the extreme left of the Democratic Party, and very few of them, advocate, and I don't advocate, and the Democratic Party doesn't advocate. This guy thought it would be funny to say defund the FBI because the FBI is investigating him for human trafficking. I mean, that's how low, seriously. Even if you have a sense of humor, this is too much. How low is that? How bad is that? Matt Gaetz, defund the FBI, thought it was funny, got a torrent of abuse, and he pulled it. And before you know it, he'll deny that he put it up there. And if somebody puts a screenshot up there, he'll go, well, that was a rogue staffer. I fired them. Oh, really? What was their name? I forget their name. How long did they work for you? I forget. What was their job? I forget. Did you pay him? I forget. This is what's going on. This is the Republican Party. He's a member of Congress, by the way. He's not a state representative from Florida, from alligator country. He is a congressman from the reddest area in Florida. Another thing that the, believe it or not, the Republicans are pushing in the legislature, a law to prevent communities from suing companies for dumping forever chemicals in their water. I'm not kidding. And you know who's pushing it? A Republican from Marinette, where they're drinking bottled water, named Elijah Behnke. Elijah Behnke goes, well, why don't we allocate $10 million from federal money that's already in, no skin of our nose, to, you know, clean it up somewhat. So what if they drink bottled water? Clean it up. But the communities are forbidden to sue the companies that did it. Well, if you're forbidden to sue the companies that did it, how can we be sure they'll stop doing it? Because they're also attacking the DNR. They're attacking the DNR. This is what's happening. And this is a guy named Elijah Behnke from Marinette. His own people are drinking bottled water. And he goes along with this. His own people are drinking bottled water. The Republicans not only won't let the DNR regulate forever chemicals, you can't sue them. The Marinette can't sue them. That is disgusting. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.